you as always for taking your time to be here in the house of the Lord. And it's a very exciting, joyful morning to be here and look out across this congregation and see this many people in the house of the Lord today. New faces. I mean, what more could you ask for this morning? What a bigger blessing it is when I look out across the congregation and see people who love the Lord that are in the house of God that could have been anywhere today. You could have stayed at home. You could have, nice, pretty day. You could have went and done whatever you wanted to. But you're here in the house of the Lord, and it's no mistake. It's no accident that you're here. The Lord has brought you here. So I want to thank you personally this morning for coming and taking your time to be here amongst one another, and more importantly, to be here with God as we celebrate and just continue. I love talking about the Lord. I love preaching the Word of the Lord. So if you have your Bibles today, I want to get right into the Word today. And it's over in the book of Exodus in the 20th chapter. And I'd like to read the first verse to you this morning. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1. And if you don't have a Bible with you today, I came over here Friday afternoon to upload a short, I thought it was going to be short. I planned on it being short. World Day of Prayer, which was that was Friday morning. So I came over here Thursday afternoon, and guess what I forgot? I forgot my sword. So I had to get one from a pew Bible. So there was many of them here, so I got me one. So if you don't have a Bible this morning, get you a pew Bible. That's what I had to use. This is the sword right here. So this morning, I'm going to read the first verse to you out of the book of Exodus, chapter 20. And this is what the Word of the Lord says to us this morning. And the Word of God says here, "And God spoke all these words, saying, I'm going to read verse 2 as well. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." And I'm going to go a little further, and it says, "You shall have no other gods before me." And I'm going to ask you to stop. I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to ask you to bow with me as we go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, once again, I come to you this morning as your messenger. Lord, nothing more than a willing vessel to serve you and to do your work and to promote the gospel and spread the gospel message, Lord, to those that will hear and receive it today. And Lord, we thank you for this word now that we have that we can read and hear and study and meditate upon. And God, now I ask you to hide me behind the cross as always. And Lord, let me not interfere with anything that you have said or done in your house today, Lord. But Lord, your word says, if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto you, Heavenly Father. So God, today I pray that that very thing will take place in your house today. And Lord, for the people that hear your word today, your message today, God, I pray that you pour out a double portion of blessings upon them and their families, Heavenly Father. And God, that we could take this word into and apply it to our own lives and into the lives of others, Lord, that we may help those that can't see the truth, Heavenly Father. And Lord, that you would reveal this truth to us, through us, to them, Heavenly Father. So God, we thank you for that now. We ask this humbly all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now I want to start right here in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1, which it reads to us, as I've said, that I am, and God spoke all these words, saying, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." Now that those few words this morning, church family, they excite me when you read that the Lord your God. Is the Lord your God today? Amen. Anybody? Is the Lord your God today? You can say amen to that this morning, but the Lord's not only your God today. He's the God that brought you out of bondage. He's the God that brought you out of slavery. He's the God that brought you into the place you are at right now. And see, that's what excites me today. When I think about how much of a sinner I was, we were just talking about that down in Sunday school this morning. I was a sinner. Listen, you looking at the biggest sinner there was. You say, well, I don't know about that. Well, I don't know about your personal life, but I do know about mine. I was the biggest sinner there was. I was living under the condemnation of God. I was living under the bondage of sin. I was a slave to the sins that I was infested with and manifested in my life and in my heart. But then God come along. Now, how exciting is that to you this morning? It's very exciting to me when I tell you, when I stand here and tell you that God come along. And it's like He did these people that He led out of Egypt. They were under the slavery. They were under bondage. They were dying daily. But God come along and He took Moses down there. And He said, you're going to lead these people out. You're going to lead them out of slavery. You're going to lead them out of the bondages that they're living in. And God set them free. Listen, you're looking at a set free guy this morning. You're looking at a man that's been set free by the hand of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. That I have been set free by the hand and the power and the might of God. Nothing that I have ever done. Nothing that I can ever do that would have took me, it would have took me 100 lifetimes. It would have taken me 1,000 lifetimes, maybe 1,000,000 lifetimes. I don't know how much. I could never do enough for God, for me to break the bondage of sin myself. Man, you talking about a slave. I was a slave. I was a slave to anything and everything. Just like most people are today. But they don't realize it. Only one person can break that bondage today, church family. Only one. There's a lot of gods out there today. Did you know there's a lot of gods out there today? Man, I've been thinking about this all week long, all month long, ever since I became a minister. There's a lot of gods out there today. But the Lord that I read about, that I talk to, that I meditate upon, He says there's only one God, the true living God. If you ain't, can I tell you a truth this morning? You may not want to hear it, preacher. Say, but I don't know if I want to hear it, preacher. Can I tell you a truth this morning? If you ain't serving, now listen, if you ain't serving the one and true God, then you ain't serving no God at all. There's a lot of gods out there. There's a lot of them. But if you ain't serving the only true God, you're not only dishonoring the true God, the true living God, you're dishonoring yourself. I know a lot of people serving a lot of different gods right now. And man, I'm praying for those people because they're in bondage. They're living under slavery. And you know what I like best about the word, young guys back there? You know what I like the best about the word of the Lord? The word of the Lord that I read every day tells me when you free indeed. Amen. When you free, what does that mean? When you're free indeed. Say, I'm free today. Only by the love of God that I'm free. And I know I'm free. I don't have to second guess myself. I don't have to second guess. See, the old Satan, he likes to come up in your ear. Now listen, he likes to come up and say, you're not forgiven. You're still living under slavery. You're still under the bondage of sin. God ain't going to forgive you for that one. God ain't going to forgive you for that sin. But God says when Christ comes in, when Christ comes into your life and He takes up residence in your life, you are a forgiven child of God. Amen. Can somebody say amen to that this morning? You are a forgiven child of God. The power of the blood of Christ comes in and it wipes out. It cleans you. It sanctifies you. And God don't hold no grudges. Now He says, I'm a jealous God. And the only reason He's a jealous God is why? Nobody has to answer that. The only reason God is a jealous God is if you bow down to any other God. Now, if you walking in the footsteps of God, if you loving in the path of God, if you're meditating on the Word of God and you believe that God is the only true living God, you don't have to worry about anything. But when you bow down to another God, when you give your heart over to another God, whatever it may be, that's when the Lord said He's got a problem with you. Amen? Boy, it sure is quiet in here. It sure is quiet. Is this a good word to you? Hey, listen, this is not a message of condemnation. I don't like preaching condemnation. I like preaching encouragement. I like preaching strength. I like telling people, hey, this is what the Lord says. Hey, this is how much the Lord loves you. He wants you to know these things. Satan, guess what? Hey, guys, you know what Satan is? He's a liar. Satan's a liar. He's a defeated foe. And how do I know that? Because one thing I know, the Bible tells me so, that Satan is a defeated foe. He's a liar. And you don't have to listen to him. You don't have to have no part. And when he comes up in your ear and say, you're not forgiven, God still remembers what you did yesterday. When you go to the Lord and you ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, he's forgiven you. And he forgets all about it. He don't hold it against you anymore. He don't try to blackmail you. He don't try to charge you later on. God would never come back up in your spirit and say, you still owe me. And I'm going to tell you why this morning. Because that cross of Calvary, that cross of Calvary, that's why we will never owe for anything we've ever done against the Lord. Because he says, you're forgiven. How many know you're forgiven this morning? How many? How many know you're forgiven this morning? How many know Christ this morning? I hope I see everybody's hands go up. Everybody knows the Lord this morning. That's good to know. You know how many funerals that I have done? And you know how many times I've heard the question, well, I wonder if so-and-so was a Christian. Well, I don't know, not unless you tell me. Only the Lord knows that. Don't make the mistake in not knowing the Lord, okay? Don't make the mistake of not knowing who Jesus Christ is. He's the one that died for you. Let's move on a little bit this morning. So, okay. So the Lord says here in the Word of God, it says here in Exodus chapter 20, verse 1, you shall not bow down to any other god. We already covered that. We already know that this morning. It says, for the Lord is a jealous God. But he has brought us out of the land of slaves, our sin and slavery, and he has set us apart. He has sanctified us. He has wiped and cleansed all our sins. And going on down, you shall not bow or have any or bow down to any god but the true living God. Instead, now listen, it says here, instead, you shall show steadfast love to the Lord, who shows love to the thousandth generations. Did you know this morning, church family, did you know this morning that God's word tells us here in Exodus that he punishes children to the third and fourth generations for their sins, those who are disobedient unto the Lord. But to those who show steadfast love to the Lord, those who show steadfast love to the Lord, he shows love to them a thousand generations. Now listen, which one would you rather have? If it was up to you, it is up to you this morning. Which one would you rather have? If I had a dollar in my pocket this morning. Now I know this, okay, here comes one of them weird analogies. If I had a dollar in my pocket this morning, and I had $1 million over in this pocket this morning, which one would you pick? I'd rather have $1 million. Now the Word of God says for those who disobey God and live under the bondage of sin, their children, it doesn't say the parents, it says their children are punished to the third and fourth generation. But to those who show steadfast love to the Lord, he blesses, he loves them to the thousands of generations. Now listen, I'm not a dummy this morning. I'm not good at math. But if I did the math on this morning, guys, anybody back here good with math? Anybody? I'm not good with math. But I know this morning, if the Lord is going to bless to the thousands of generations, I'd rather pick that one, wouldn't you? Would you not? I would want my children and my children all the way down the line to the thousands of generations to be blessed because I showed steadfast love to the Lord. I definitely wouldn't pick the other one. Even their children are punished to the third and fourth generations. And listen, I believe today, now you can call me whatever you want to call me, but I believe today, if we would look around in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, we could probably see some of this going on right now. That children are being punished for the sins of previous generations to the third and fourth generations. I could see that going on right now in the lives of people. even in our own family, to the third and fourth generations. Now, I used to live like a devil. Guys, I just want to tell you something this morning. I used to live like a devil. But thank God today, thank God I don't have to do that no more. Thank God today that the Lord has changed me completely. And it ain't about me this morning. It's about God. We're talking about the true living God this morning that can take two channels of water. Now listen, over in the Old Testament it says that God can take two channels of water and twist them and turn them whichever way He wants to. And you know what? I've always been amazed. Let me tell you this morning. I've always been amazed. I said this 1,000, and guys, you're new here, but I've always said this to this church body right here. I never wanted to be a preacher. Never wanted to be a preacher. I never asked God to let me be a preacher, a minister. But one day out of the blue, when Christ came along into my life, one day I was sitting in a church house somewhere, and the Lord came upon me, and all of a sudden this idea came in my mind, I want to be a preacher. But back then I thought preaching was what I'm doing right now. I thought that's all preachers did. I thought they just preached. I thought they just stood behind pulpits and preached. But what I didn't know was that they also minister too. You preach behind the pulpit, but you minister outside these church walls to people just like I'm looking at this morning. All kinds of people. But I never asked God for that. I never picked God. But God picked me. God picked me out of a zillion people. Said, I'm going to turn you into a preacher. I didn't even own a Bible. I didn't even have a Bible. And the day I accepted the Lord, I work at Opal Steel up in Vinemont, in North Vinemont, and I'm going to preach this probably till the day I die. I want to show you how great the Lord is, guys. The day I accepted the Lord in my life in the year 2000, what year is this? 2021? Do the math. 21 years later, here I am, standing in behind a pulpit, preaching the Word of God. I didn't even own a Bible. And the boy that led me to Christ went out and bought me a Bible and had it engraved at the bottom of it. This ain't the Bible, but I still got it at home. It said Philip Nichols on the bottom of it. He went out and bought me a Bible. I was dumb as a bag of rocks when it came to the Bible. I didn't know nothing. Didn't know anything about the Bible. Didn't know anything about nothing. But the Lord says, you know what the great thing about the Lord is? It doesn't matter if you know what you know. The Lord said, I'll show you what you need to know. I will teach you what you need to know. And went on and got educated. And listen, if you know me back in the day, I didn't make it to the 8th grade of school. Guys, what grade y'all in? Somebody. Ninth grade. I was in the 8th grade in school. I was in the 8th grade. Got into some trouble. Got thrown out of school. Pam said, don't be saying that, Phil. She's getting uncomfortable back there, I can tell. But this is a good word. This is a good testimony. But the Lord took me just like I was. And man, He cleaned me up. And then He set me on a path. And here I am today. 20 years later, right here I am. 20 short years. And you know, these 20 years seems like 20 minutes. You know, when I'm up here preaching the Word of God, 30 minutes seems like 10 minutes. 30 minutes seems like 5 minutes. I could preach all day. And that's how great the Lord is this morning. Now listen, we're going to move forward just a little bit more this morning. I got so much to share. The Lord gives me more than I always need. And that's another great thing about the Lord. When you show steadfast love to the Lord, He's going to give you more than what you need. How many's got more than what they need this morning? You know, when I back out of my driveway every day, I've got more than what I need. I open my cabinets up and I got food in every pantry. I've got food. And I ain't rich now. I got a little money in the bank, but I got more than what I need today. And the Lord says, those that show steadfast love to the Lord, those that obey the commandments of God, guess what He's going to do, Freddie? The Lord's going to give you more than what you have need of. And why does He do that? so that you can give it away. You say, well, preacher, why does he give it to me if he wants me to give it away? He don't want you keeping it all to yourself. Amen? He wants you to give it away. He wants you to bless somebody else. And that's how it works. That's how you want to know the secret to winning a soul to Christ? That's exactly how you do it. I'm not no genius, but I know enough to know the Lord says, I'm going to give you more than what you need so that you can give it to somebody else. And you're going to bless somebody else. And they're going to see you. They're going to see God in you. They ain't going to just see you. They're going to see God in you. And that's what the world needs right now. Young guys, that's what the people need to see at your school right now. They need to see the God in you. And you need to give more than what you have away. To gain popularity? No. To have 1,000 likes on Instagram? No. You know, to see how many likes you can get on your Facebook post? No. You know, I was so grateful. Listen, I loved it. I told Dennis this morning, we got 50 views. 50 views on that short little devotion from World Day of Prayer that was uploaded Friday morning. 50 views. Man, you know what? That could make my head bigger than what I can carry around. Look what your pastor did. 50 views. That means it was 50 people took their time to watch that short little devotion. But man, that could make me just swell up inside. Look what I did. But the Lord says, I'm going to bless you beyond measure. I'm going to give you more. You know, when I got up here, I had to start that video about 3 or 4 times because it's just the way I started it, it just didn't turn out right. I didn't like it. I even thought I sounded stupid. But then when I put my faith and trust in the Lord, I said, Lord, I got to get it right. Now on the third click, I pushed the button. I came up here behind this pulpit and I stood right here for the next 25 minutes and didn't let up. And the Lord just blessed me beyond measure because I finally learned it ain't about what I say, it's about what the Lord says. So when you go out of the house of God today, don't keep what God abundantly has given you. Give it away. If it be money, if it be food, if it be a prayer. You know, listen, let me tell you this. This really blesses my heart. This has been happening to me a lot lately. I had a guy come up to my workplace Friday sometime and I was unloading his truck and he said, preacher, he watches me on Facebook. He's probably going to say something to me, but I'm not going to call his name. But he said, preacher, I need your prayers. He said, I'm having some health problems. And he said, I'm a little concerned. I need your prayers. I need your prayers. And you know what I did? You know, a lot of times we say, I need your prayers. Kathy, I need your prayers. Or you say, Phil, I need your prayers. Let's put you on the prayer list. But you know what? You want to show up? You want to let God show out? Listen to this. You want to let God show out? You when somebody asks you for prayer, Freda, you don't say, I'll put you on prayer list. You stop doing what you're doing. You lay hands upon that person. And you pray for them right there on the spot, just like I did that boy right there Friday morning. I said, you know what? I was about to mark off the stuff on the truck. I laid my stuff down, I put my hand upon his shoulder, and I said, let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. I said, don't wait. Give away what the Lord has abundantly given you. Don't be embarrassed. If there's 1,000 people around, if the Lord prompts you to pray, you better stop and pray. Amen? You better stop and do what the Lord tells you to do. Because you may not get another chance. Even if it's unpopular. Even if people call you, that's a Jesus freak right there. Just stay away. That's a preacher. Stay away from him. You know how they are. They talk way too much, way too long. And don't if you even see him coming, go the other way. Don't worry about it. Because the Lord's going to bless you. All right, let's close up with this right here. Has this been good to you this morning? Has the Lord touched you in any way today? All right, we're going to close up with this right here. I got a few verses of Scripture I want to share with you real quick this morning. And you might want to write this down if you want to. In James chapter 1, verse 22. Very familiar Scripture. James chapter 1, verse 22. It says, don't merely listen to the Word. You know, you've heard the Word this morning. Don't merely just listen to the Word. Do what it says. James chapter 1 and verse 22. Don't merely just come into the house of God and listen to the word and go home and say, man, that preacher, he sure was a good, that was a great message today. But act and do what the word says. Going on down. John chapter 14 and verse 23. John chapter 14 verse 23 says, Jesus said, if anyone loves me, they will obey his teachings. John chapter 14 verse 23, Jesus said, if anyone loves them, loves me, they will obey his teachings. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24. Everyone who hears and puts God's word into practice builds their house on the rock. Not a rock or some rock, but it says the rock. And that is God himself. When you listen to the word of God, you obey the teachings of Jesus Christ, and you go out of the house of God and you take that word, you are building your foundation on not a rock or some rock, but the rock of God. Amen? That's the word of God today. And finally, in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 17, the word of God says that this world will pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. And that's in 1 John chapter 2 and 17. This world will pass away eventually. Someday this world will be no more. Whether if it's God coming, Christ coming back to claim his church, or if you're called home to be with the Lord, this world will pass away someday. But those who love the Lord, guess what? You're going to live forever in the kingdom of God, in the arms of God, in the protection of God, in the refuge of God, in the high tower of God. So with that word today, let it be an encouragement to you today to practice, to put into practice every word of God and to do what it says. Give away what you don't have need of and bless someone else. And just maybe, you'll be the one to lead a soul to Christ. And how great will that be? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank you today for your word. Lord, we thank you for all those that have made their way here to your house today, God. And God, we pray for all those that have been watching on social media today, Heavenly Father. God, I'm just thankful for our visitors today, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you just have touched them in a mighty way. Lord, the church family today, God, I pray that you have just poured out your blessings on each and every person that's here today, Heavenly Father. And God, now as your word has went forth, God, we pray that you would apply it to our hearts and our lives, God. And no matter how old we may be, no matter how young we may be, Heavenly Father, God, help us to obey your teachings. Help us to put into practice what we need to do every day. When we leave out these church walls and we go back out into the highways and the byways, Heavenly Father, that's where the rubber meets the highway, God. So, Lord, we pray that you would let us be the example. Lord, we pray that you would give us the word that we may share with someone else to lead a soul to your Son, Jesus Christ. And God, we thank you for changing our lives. We thank you for what you're continuing to do in our hearts and our lives. And God, we just praise you this morning. We thank you, Lord. And we ask all these things just humbly in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.